Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Michael Reyna, Chairman of the Board and Chief Executive Officer of the Farm Credit Administration. Joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Deborah Kammer. Well, Michael, in the last segment, you ended up describing your career, but I was curious, what drew you to public service?
Well, actually, that's a good question. I think, like a lot of people, I wanted to make a difference, and not just for myself, but for the people in the community around me. And I can recall it, probably my earliest recollection was the debates between Kennedy and Nixon. And just as a child, I was mesmerized by those, and then the election cliffhanger at the time that it was. That really, I think, planted a seed at the earliest age. And I actually went about not really thinking much about public service, quite frankly, until I got out of college with my business degree. And I realized that it really did not give me the type of background or skills that would lead me directly into where I wanted to be, which I realized at that time, which was in public service, making a difference, improving the quality of lives for people. And that's what led me into my graduate program, so that I could, again, refine my skills, qualitative skills, analytical skills, policy skills, and put me in a position where I can function at the highest levels. And so it was really a commitment to community and a commitment to want to make a difference in the world.
Could you tell us about the customers that the Farm Credit Administration serves?
We have a variety, Deborah. We have a variety of customers, and our own employees are our customers, mm-hmm. clearly. And the institutions that we regulate are our customers. Congress, clearly, and the White House is our customers as well. But probably the most important customer is just the general public. So wide variety of customers, and you know, with regard to e-commerce, is, you know, our employees, we have shifted over the last 3 years so that every employee has got a laptop computer now that's portable. And we have put an emphasis on telecommuting. And so upwards of 30% of our staff telecommute on a regular basis. And it's all part of an effort that we've got to build a better workplace, a more family-friendly workplace at FCA. So that's, technology is helping us do that. With regard to the system that we regulate, we have attempted to minimize the challenges that we have and that they have. You know, nobody likes, you know, somebody sitting in their office looking over their shoulders while they're doing their work. And so our examiners are able to, through technology, download a lot of the financial data that enables them to do a lot of the preparatory work before the financial examination begins. So they don't actually have to sit on site like they once did to collect that kind of information. We also have instituted a system that's an internet-based system that enables our customers, the system institutions, to dial in and access peer reports so that they can see their performance and benchmarked against similar-sized institutions. And so they say, well, geez, our expenses too high, or, you know, our loan ratios, you know, bad debts, you know, in line with institutions that are our size. And I think with regard to our other customers or stakeholders, clearly Congress and the President are critical in that regard. Another major function that we undertake at the agency is we adopt regulations. And you know, Congress is particularly keen on the regulations that, you know, we adopt. They obviously have got systems set up to review those and appropriately, and we like to the best of our ability, to try to fit, you know, our regulatory approach with that of, you know, the President's. And so we send, you know, those packages over electronically. It's just made our whole way of doing business, I think, much more efficient, much more effective. And, you know, the general public can access our website and keep track of what issues we've got on our agenda. They can submit FOIA requests directly to us via the internet. They can send us questions. They can do a wide variety of things. So it really has, I think, made our agency and what we do more accessible to the public generally.
You've introduced a lot of technology. What management challenges have those presented? For example, has telecommuting been embraced and without problems, or what's come up in that experience?
We've had really only minor problems, and not with the technology per se at all. It's really the people problems that come with management. And the key to a successful telecommuting program is the employee and the managers, supervisors, have got to have a clear understanding of what actually can be done off-site and what can't be done. I've actually been bold enough to suggest that maybe we need to create offices without walls to encourage our examiners, who are on the road a lot anyway, again, part of this work, family-friendly workplace, to simply work out of their house. And certainly technology would enable them to do that. The challenge there really is, there is a synergy that occurs when staff is together. And so you can't, I don't know that we can completely eliminate our field offices, but we can reduce the square footage that we have to rent and then just work smartly so that they really only have to come in, before an exam, after an exam, and then they can write their reports pretty much out on the kitchen table if they wanted to. So it's thinking outside the box and realizing and focusing on the results. You know that you need to get an examination report done in a certain time frame. Who cares where you write the report? Just as long as you've got a good quality report that's timely, where it's done really shouldn't be the focus or create any real challenge.
I'm wondering, Michael, have you noticed a change, too, in the way the member banks have implemented technology or used, e-commerce in reaching out to the farmers?
Actually, we have some very interesting success stories that are going on out in the Farm Credit System itself, much consistent with what I have proposed for our own staff. We've got institutions that have moved much more rapidly because they're businesses and they're not government, they can do that. But they've put their loan officers in cars with their laptops, and they've put them out in the field so that they only check in when they have to. So it's really brought the services closer to the customer. And lending is a relationship business. So you really have to know your customers. And I think that was, as a FCS of America is the institution that does that. It has been a challenge because, quite frankly, customers like to know that they can just go down to a particular corner in their rural community and, talk to a loan officer, pay their bill. And so when that office closes, there's a fear that the service might go away. But what they're finding is, in fact, they've got better service. And so while it's just beginning, I think it's going to really revolutionize the way that service is delivered to customers.
What's the health of the system? How has it changed over the last 5 years?
The system has continued to accumulate capital, which is a line of defense against financial problems. The system did have financial problems in the late 80s, but quite frankly, a lot of lending institutions had problems in the late 80s. But they've grown out of that, I think, with a lot of hard work on their part, a lot of hard work on our part. Congress really empowered our agency in the late 80s to take a much more active regulatory role and gave us enforcement powers. And in the late 80s and early 90s, we used those powers to compel compliance with, good sound business practices. And it's a difficult transition. But I got to tell you, the system has responded remarkably, and it is approaching $100 billion in assets nationwide. Capital is all-time levels, and the system's never been more secure, more safe. That's not to say there aren't risks, because the system is a single-sector lender, and that presents challenges. But the challenges can be overcome. One of the themes that I've continued to promote when I go out and speak to system institutions is to encourage them to diversify their loan portfolios. And just following the old adage, you don't want to carry all your eggs in one basket. Diversify, diversify, diversify. And that is challenging for them because they've got specific territories that they operate in. And so those territories, if you've got a flood, if you've got a hurricane or other natural disaster, can really dramatically affect the agriculture in that area. So if they've only lent to borrowers in that area, that's a problem. But we've done things at the board level to encourage participation between system lenders and non-system lenders, predominantly community and commercial banks, to allow them to buy and sell participations in loans. And in that way, we've been able to encourage the diversification of their portfolios and make them, I think, safer and sounder.
That's a good stopping point. Come back with us as we continue our conversation with Michael Rana of the Farm Credit Administration. Did you ever wonder how a CEO works with the board to set policy? We'll ask Michael how he does this when the business of government hour returns.